Yeah, it's been a great day. It's been a good battle. The top three is only separating some of them stages by half a second. So, yeah, it's good, hey? Yeah. We're just saying there, like the Irish Tarmac Championship, we're on about Bannon World Rally Cars. I think that's half the reason why the crowd's here this weekend, to see such a battle. You know, it's a fantastic battle going between the top 10 here.
Yeah, it's phenomenal stuff, but if you're going to lead in Donegal, you have to lay down a marker, particularly early in the Saturday morning, and that's what you've done, Gary.
Yeah, Nesbitt were telling me that some years ago. So, yeah, we try to do that. You know, good cushion now. Get a good feed now in Arena 7 and a game plan for tomorrow morning and see what happens.
Yeah, and what's the plan now? Six more days to come for tomorrow. You've got a lead of around 50 seconds or so heading into tomorrow. How do you manage this now and control it, Gary?
I hope you mean six stages, not 6 days, but I couldn't cope with another 6 days. No, it'll be grand, you know, it's 7 or 8 seconds a stage, but no, it's grand.
Well, Declan, end of the second day of the rally. I can tell you you're faster than Gartner's second time around, so you've been working at it all day and you've got it now.
Working at it all day, and to be fair, we had a lot to learn this last couple of days. And, you know, a new car, left-hand drive, the whole lot. So we're happy where we are. It's giving wet tomorrow, so I'm not looking forward to that because the setup that we have is a dry setup. So we'll have to soften it a bit, but I don't know how good or bad that's going to be.
Right. Well, we've got six stages to come tomorrow. I'm sure you're very high in confidence now, having developed through the day here.
It is. Glad to get 2 days over. You know, what we need is mileage. The more mileage, the better to get used to this thing.
Right. And will you go at it tomorrow from the very start, Glenn?
We will. We'll do the same thing again, see how we get on.
All right. Well done today, boys. Good
Thanks.
Stuff.
Thank you.
Donna, we're at the end of day two here at the end of the Garten stage. And you had your problems earlier today, but this afternoon you've been mixing it with the top times.
Yeah, we'd obviously we were off on the first stage out this morning, and then with a puncture on the third stage, so it really kind of scuppered our intentions. But no, we're having a good run there in the afternoon stages, mixing it with Gary and Declan, enjoying it.
And how much now can you push for second tomorrow?
I don't know. It's Declan's really starting to get onto his car now, so let's see what the weather brings in the morning, and we'll play it by ear.
Yeah, disappointing today, but it would be nice to put a couple of fastest times in on the big classics tomorrow.
Yeah, absolutely. We've had, I think, three fastest today, and let's see if we can do something like that tomorrow.
Well done today. Thanks, Donna. Seamus Leonard, we're at the end of day two of the Donegal International. Yourself and John Smiling.
Yeah, well, sure, what else can you do, Yoshin? It's a good day, it's enjoyable, it stayed dry for us, weather ups and downs, but sure, at the end of the day, we're here at the end of, ready to start an hour day tomorrow.
I know you had some problems with the car and different things, but you put in some very, very competitive times there.
We had a great run through there, Yoshin. I think we had a 7:46, maybe five slower than the fastest time or six, so I'm happy with that sort of pace. Like, them boys are in the car all the time, I'm not in the car at all. Like this, I've been in the car for 8 months since I sat in this car, and this is left-hand drive, remember, at the end of the day. Like, so that's the biggest learning curve of the whole lot.
Can you catch your Reardon on Sunday?
I'll see ya. Hopefully.
Best of luck, Seamus.
Thank you, Yoshin.
Manus Kelly, end of day two, the Donegal International, leading the national rally. How does it feel at the moment for you?
Feels great, Yoshin. I'm just delighted. Hey, if you'd have told me you could have this on Friday, I would have been very happy. So, no, listen, great cut, great old battle with Brian there, and things are going well.
Yeah. Listen, you've been very, very relaxed today on day two, and that's been to your benefit.
Definitely. I've never been this relaxed now, to be honest with you. But listen, it's still a full day's rallying to do tomorrow. Ocean Channel ain't going to happen. Yeah.
Some big stages tomorrow. What are you looking forward to there?
Probably Fannett. I like Fannett, you know, but look at they're all good stages. We'll have to drive them all anyway if we want to win it.
Listen, well done today and the best luck tomorrow, man.
Thanks very much, Ocean.
The chairman, Brian Brogan, at the end of day two of the Donegal International. Second in the national rally, if I'm right in saying. I know the cars are still coming off here. How was Garten for you in there?
Good, very good there. Thank God, no miss of that time now, Ocean. It went well. Wouldn't like to be looking for another second in there, to tell you the truth.
But you're in a very, very strong position here in the top three, second overall, going into the final day, Brian.
That's right. They're a long way to go tomorrow too. At the same time, you know, you just need to be. It's about keeping it clean, tidy, and try and not to mess it up. You know, it was fun one time in the other day, and it just a stall would do it. The car not even starting now at the minute. Like, so if that had happened, would have been a different story.
The weather can play a factor tomorrow as well. Gives for a bit of rain.
It will. It could make a difference, especially high land there. You know, it is what it is. Like.
Paul Reid and Karen Reid in the Mark II Escort, fourth on the national rally. It's been some day too for you, Paul.
We're kind of watching ourselves today because home stages, you can make a mistake very handy. But lucky enough, we had quickest in the...
You were watching yourself and you had two very, very quick times and your fastest second?
We're fastest and, third there probably in this one here now, but we had a good run at it, so...
Yeah. Listen, it must be a great buzz for this car, which is down a wee bit in the power, and the rest of them will be doing so well.
Well, we're taking the last out of her, like, in fairness, you know, if you had that extra bit of power, probably a wee bit easier, but They're on left me anyway.
Yeah, listen, Adrian Hetherington's got a bit of a gap in front of you to third. Can you chase him down? Are you just going to go at it at your own pace tomorrow, Paul?
No, we'll keep the pressure on to see, hey, because you see the McPhillips and them boys today, I hope he's all right, like, but they can drop out, you know, so yeah. Just keep the pressure on.